Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we left off at the end of verse 17 of John chapter 21. As we get going today, I first want to reread the text to you. I'll read John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, and then talk to you about three phrases that Jesus uses as he talks to Peter. These three phrases tell Peter that Jesus has forgiven him and that Peter is restored to accomplish all God has in mind for Peter to do. This is John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Jesus restores Peter's confidence. So when they had finished eating breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs." Jesus said to Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my sheep." We already covered the key word here, and that is the word love. Now, as I read these verses, you will have heard three similar statements by Jesus in response to what Peter says as Jesus questions Peter's love. Here are those statements by the Lord. In verse 15, "Tend my lambs." In verse 16, "Shepherd my sheep." And in verse 17, "Tend my sheep." I'll give these to you again. All of this in John chapter 21 at verse 15, "Tend my lambs," at verse 16, "Shepherd my sheep," and at verse 17, "Tend my sheep." What in the world is Jesus talking about here? Let me answer that. And perhaps the easiest way to do this is to first tell you what Jesus means by lambs and sheep. In each of these three phrases, lambs or sheep are mentioned. And notice also that whoever the lambs and sheep are, they belong to Jesus. In our Bibles, the word "my" is capital M. Why? Because Jesus is describing what belongs to him. "My" means Jesus. And who are these lambs and sheep? They are the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Christ, and they are Christ's people. And not just at that time, but for all time. So that if you are within the sound of my voice and you are a genuine Christian person, then you are one of Jesus' lambs and one of Jesus' sheep. Jesus uses the metaphor of his followers as sheep throughout the Gospels, and the Bible refers to the people of God as sheep throughout the entirety of both the Old and New Testaments. The classic example from the Old Testament is, of course, Psalm 23. David begins his psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." What do shepherd? They shepherd sheep. King David saw himself as one of God's sheep. And then in the Gospels, Jesus uses the metaphor of him being the shepherd and we being the sheep. I'm thinking of John chapter 10. Listen, for example, to John chapter 10, verse 11. This is Jesus speaking, "I am the good shepherd." And then in verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So Jesus is the good shepherd, and we, Christ's disciples, are his sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. What a wonderful and vivid metaphor. And now let's apply this back to what Jesus says to Peter three times in John chapter 21. In verse 15, "Tend my lambs." In verse 16, "Shepherd my sheep." And in verse 17, "Tend my sheep." Jesus is commanding Peter to lead Christ's people in the future. Jesus is giving Peter an assignment. Peter, be an under shepherd. I am the great. I am the lead shepherd. But you, Peter, will be my human representative here on earth, and you'll lead other people to follow me, to come to me as their good shepherd. In short, Peter, establish my church in the world and lead it. And just so you really get this, because I really want you to see this, let's just take one of these three phrases in John chapter 21 and see exactly how this is played out in the life of Peter as we follow him along in the pages of the Bible that follow. So I will choose just the first one. Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs," in John chapter 21, verse 15. "Tend my lambs." And now let's go over to the first book of the Bible that this same man Peter wrote. He wrote two letters that are included in our New Testaments, 1st and 2nd Peter. If you have never read these letters, you're really missing out. A spiritually profitable and fruitful exercise is to read about the relationship between Jesus and Peter in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as we are doing, and to simultaneously read 1st and 2nd Peter. You'll easily see how Peter applies what Jesus taught him in Peter's own correspondence to the Christians scattered throughout provinces in what is now the nation of Turkey. Anyway, I will read to you now 1 Peter chapter 5 and just parts of verses 2 and 4. I do not have time to read all of, say, verses 1 through 5, but I encourage you to do that on your own today. I am just giving a flavor for how in 1 Peter, Peter replied what Jesus taught him with the words, "Tend my lambs," in John 21. But just before I read, I'll tell you that Peter is here addressing these comments to elders. He means by that spiritual leaders, such that we have in our churches to this day, or ought to have in our churches today. So listen now to 1 Peter chapter 5 and parts of verses 2 and 4. "Shepherd the flock of God among you," and verse 4, "and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." There it is. The same command Jesus gave to Peter in John 21 is now the instruction Peter gives to these elders in 1 Peter 5. Listen to the metaphor of shepherd and sheep, or shepherd and lambs. "Shepherd the flock of God among you." And then in verse 4, Peter calls Jesus the chief shepherd. Well, there it is. Peter sees the Christians to whom he addresses his letter as the flock of God. He sees them as sheep, and that is why he tells the spiritual leaders to shepherd them. And Peter never again lost sight of who the chief shepherd is. That's always Jesus. Do you see how John 21 and the encounter between Jesus and Peter is reflected then in Peter's words to the churches? Well, I submit to you that Peter's lost confidence has been restored. As we have learned, Peter had sinned. He became confidence deficient. The same thing happens to us. Remember my definition of confidence? Confidence is reliance on Christ. Day in and day out, Christ invests confidence in us as we rely on him. But when we have a stretch or a season in our lives when we do not rely on Christ, we rely on ourselves or we rely on others and we sin, we fail Jesus, we can be sure that Jesus will encounter us and he will ask, "Do you love me?" By love, Jesus means a total commitment to him. And we will say, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." We repent, we express sorrow for our sin, and Jesus does for us what he did for Peter. He forgives us and restores our confidence. And we, like our brother Peter, get moving again, confidently for Christ in the world. I do not believe Peter could have written 1 and 2 Peter if Peter lacked confidence. You can read the letters for yourself and tell me, does he sound like an apostle who is lacking in confidence? When we read John 21 and 1 Peter side by side, we see that Peter must have had his confidence restored by Christ on the beach on that morning so many centuries ago. Peter went on to become the apostle through whom the church was established and led. Isn't it extraordinary what Christ's men and women, full of Christ's confidence, can do for him? Well, tomorrow we will go down to the next couple of verses in John chapter 21 and see what else Jesus predicts that a confident Peter will do for the Lord. Now, someone might say, wow, Swallow, you are really hung up on this matter of confidence. Are we going to move on at some point here and talk about some other aspect of God? Well, to you I say, hold on, hang in there. Yes, next week we are doing just that. Next week we will have a brand new series for you. I'm spending this much time following Peter and John in the Gospels because I know that many people really struggle with having confidence. Now, you might not be one of them, but you can still learn from the Bible, and you can share this with someone you know who needs to hear it. Let me give you an example. Your children. Are you a dad or a mom? Have you instilled in your children a godly, Christ-centered confidence? Think about that before answering. As your children grow, it is essential that you as a parent be a good example for them and show them in word and in deed how to receive their confidence from Christ. Apply what you are learning here to your life in your home and among your children and grandchildren. Another example, your employees. Do you have people that work for you? Is your faith on display in the work that you do, such that you instill confidence in your team? Do they watch you derive your confidence from Christ? Have you shared Jesus with them today? Again, think before answering. These are some ways to apply what you learn and what you will learn again tomorrow as we meet here together, continuing to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.